Welcome to another one of our podcasts brought to you by MichaelGrinder.com. I'm here with Sharon Saylor from www.impressionengineers.com.
Thank you for inviting me, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here with you today to talk to you about your new book, The Elusive Obvious, and your over 40 years of cross-cultural research in nonverbal communication. What can our listeners learn from your new book, Michael?
Well, I think the title of the book really helps explain what we're trying to achieve in the book. It's called The Elusive Obvious. This is a remake of our foundational work that we had years ago called The Science of Nonverbal Communication. What we've done is we've tried to figure out which are the components of nonverbal communication that are cross-culturally true and accurate, so that even if you're interacting with another culture, you'll be able to recognize interaction in the world, how to interpret accurately what the other person is trying to communicate. If you don't learn the nonverbals of another culture, then you fall prey to the ethnocentric view of saying, well, if I did that behavior, this is what it would mean to me. Therefore, that's what that person is trying to communicate to me. So the pretense of the whole elusive obvious is to try to figure out which nonverbals are cross-culturally accurate in terms of what we do with our eyes, our voice, our body, and breathing. I'm amazed that as we study those cultures, there are certain nonverbals that are absolutely accurate, whatever culture you're in. And that to me is a major breakthrough. Instead of learning nonverbals that are specific to one culture, why not learn nonverbals that are absolutely accurate for all cultures? Now, you have to understand that when you go to a new culture, they have what's called a different baseline than the culture you come from. The baselines are based on, you know, the frequency of making eye contact. If their voices tend to be flat, or they tend to go up and down, do they gesture a lot? Do they gesture less? And when they do gesture, do they keep their hands close to their torso, or do they move them farther away? Do they stand close? Do they move a lot? Do they shift their weight? And then their breathing. The single most important area to understand nonverbal communication is how someone is breathing. Do they breathe high? Do they breathe low? So those are all the baselines that you have to watch for and try to calibrate for each culture. Then once you know what is baseline or the norm for that culture, then any increase or decrease in any of those nonverbals will indicate that this is a significant behavioral shift, and therefore the person's trying to communicate something of importance.
There may be some in our audience today, Michael, that aren't familiar with your work. How long does it take someone to watch and to understand a cultural baseline and then be able to see the shifts?
Good question. The length of time you have to watch is the length of time it takes you to figure out the baseline behavior. So for certain cultures that I'm not familiar with, I have to watch a long time. And then surprisingly, the cultures that I'm very, very familiar with, such as the same language is called English, being spoken like in Canada, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Scotland, Australia, New Zealand, that's where I actually get more fooled than when I go to a culture where they have a different language. Because I keep saying, well, they just said that word, therefore we have a lot in common. And there's a great expression from down under that goes that the Pacific Ocean is what bonds American and Australian cultures together, and the language is what separates us, because we think we're saying the same thing, and we're not. So you have to make sure that if it's a culture that you don't know or a culture that you know very, very well, those are the times that I tend to have to be very alert and withhold any kind of impressions that I have in terms of, oh, if I see this, it must mean blah, blah, blah.
When you're observing a culture, how do you know that it's not an individual quirk of that person or the small group versus this is something, a nonverbal, that's common to the entire culture?
Great question. There's a concept called fractal. It comes from mathematics, and it says there are certain behaviors that will be demonstrated that would be appearing throughout that whole culture. Now, the question is, how do you know when you see a behavior, if it is a fractal behavior or not? And sometimes I know almost immediately, and other times I don't. Let's take example voice patterns. When I'm in northern Germany, I will find that most of the voice patterns are going to be a creation of their heads being held still. Their head is usually on top of their shoulders, is not forward like many other cultures, such as the Mediterranean cultures. Their voice is flat because their head is still. So knowing that this is all the baseline behavior of all people from northern Germany, I now can understand if I hear anyone who starts to roll even a little bit, then this person is the approachable one, and everyone else is more of the baseline behavior of being credible. Then if someone is really drops their voice at the end of whatever they say, then this person is going to be the credible person among the northern Germans. So I first have to figure out the baseline behavior. Sometimes it's quick and sometimes it takes longer. Don't know yet when I've experienced a fractal and when I haven't.
What are some of the things, as a beginner, we should be aware of?
So the easiest way to start practicing noticing nonverbals in another culture, try not to be engaged in an interaction and just be an observer watching other people interact. You can actually learn more if you are not in a position where you're responsible to respond. Just observe. Now, what are you going to observe? Try to observe any kind of frequency of eye contact. Is it more or less than the culture you come from? Then try to listen to the voice pattern. Is it flatter or does it roll even more than you're used to? Do the people tend to gesture more or less than you're used to? Do the people tend to stand closer or farther than you're used to? So use your own baseline behavior initially to just watch and understand if the baseline behavior of this new culture is greater or less than the culture you're familiar with. In our next podcast, we're going to go into a specific visit I did to Brazil and talk about how their nonverbals fit and do not fit with the American culture that I come from.
If you'd like more information regarding the contents of this podcast, please contact us via our website at michaelgrinder.com. This podcast is the copyrighted material of Michael Grinder and Associates, Battleground, Washington, USA.